Isaac, the Nothing Miller, waiting on Dennis Pike. You're listening to Kayak Fishing Radio, the Wild West Show. Good time of year to be out there. Merry Christmas to all if you're listening in. Good to have you here. I haven't heard from Dennis in a couple of weeks. I'll be sure to check in with him later tonight if he doesn't pop in within the next few minutes. Fishing has been kind of crazy here locally. I can tell you the trout fight is picking up. You know, the cold weather turns that water temperature down to more comfortable levels for the trout. And past guest Jeff Anderson picked up a huge 16-pound hen, the big old trout, here at a local lake this week. A couple weeks ago, the states of Oregon and Washington both released a bunch of their old hatchery females, fish that they've been using for breeding for the last couple of years, and they've retired them, dropped them off into small lakes, and man, it's pretty phenomenal. I know down in Salem, another kid, not on a kayak, but on a fly rod, with just a little prince nymph, picked up another about 12 to 14 pound trout. Like I said, this cold weather really helps out the trout fishing. Makes it a lot easier. The fish are on the feed, and gets much colder, they'll turn off again. But right now, it's prime. You know, we've had, let me jump back real quick to Jeff's fish. Like I said, just over 16 pounds. That fish put him at the top of the leaderboards over at the Northwest Kayak Anglers of the Year competition. Right now, the top five are separated by less than 200 points. That's just about one good size fish. There's another week to go in the Angler of the Year competition. It's been won on the last day before. Somebody else picks up a trout that they haven't marked down yet on their catch records. You know, last year it was a perch. You know, it could be a walleye, something, you know. It said less than 200 points. An average size fish is 150 points. And that doesn't matter a whole lot depending on what species you choose. But, you know, the average of across the board is 150 points for a fish. Pick up a good size, anything. And any one of those top five people can win it. It's crazy. And, of course, the winner gets a new kayak. Pretty cool things going on. That's over at northwestkayakanglers.com. Also works nwka.org, which also takes you to the same place. Pretty intense fishing action going on over there. Pretty much all the regulars in the top 10. Pretty cool to see. Can't get in. First time I've not been in the top 10 in a couple of years. Kind of rough. Haven't had any rain here in the Pacific Northwest anyway. It's been dry this month, where the average rainfall in Portland, where I live, in the month of December is about 5 inches of rain. So far, we've had less than a quarter of an inch here in town. Very little rainfall, and that puts the old low, you know, the record low rainfall quantities, beats that by over a half inch right now. Pretty crazy. It's definitely dry. It puts a pressure on a lot of the fishing. You know, the river levels are low, like August low. It's insane. You know, fish like salmon and steelhead that are trying to push up these rivers to spawn, they're hanging out. They're not in the rivers. They're still in the salt water. They're just sitting there waiting for that rain to come. And the moment it does, the moment we get some real good rain, these fish are going to be bombing up the rivers. Fishing is going to be insane along the coast whenever the day comes that we get some rain. Hopefully that'll happen sooner than later. The nice part is, though, with the river level down low, it's especially here in Portland, the Willamette River, sturgeon fishing is still doing very well. Like I said, that's a combination of clear water and low water levels. Still fishing these fish down, you know, in 100 feet of water, but it's a lot easier when the water's not super turbid, and it's a lot easier to anchor when the river level's low. That's for sure. I've done it in the high conditions. Not a whole lot of fun. Sturgeon retention is still closed right now on the Willamette River. It will not, I repeat, it will not resume on January 1st as it would do in years past. Right now, the sturgeon numbers are not looking good. There's still a 60% chance, or I'm sorry, a 30% chance that sturgeon fishing on the Willamette this year will not happen. 1 in 3 chance that there will be no legal sturgeon retention. To rephrase that, you can always fish for sturgeon anytime you want. You can't keep them. 1 in 3 chance that retention will not be allowed in 2012. Sturgeon numbers aren't looking good. We will know the full details from the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife on January 6th or 7th. They'll have their meetings right at the beginning of the year, get the 2012 season figured out. If they do allow for retention on the Willamette in 2012, I expect very low quota numbers, perhaps as low as 900 feet or 900 fish. I would not expect more than 1,100 fish. And then if they do allow fishing, they're only going to allow retention for a day, maybe two out of the week, you know, Fridays and or Saturdays. It's going to be real tough this year. In my book, you know what? Fine. Allow catch and release fishing only, no retention. Do that for 5 years and automatically there's 15,000 more fish in the water because they haven't been taken out. That's the way I'd love to see it happen. Who knows? Hard to say. If you are looking for some sturgeon fishing, though, January 1, above Bonneville Falls, the Columbia River will reopen. They're expecting a pretty short season, but they are opening it up for 7 days a week. It's going to be phenomenal. There's some huge fish up there right now. And with this low amount of rainfall that I mentioned earlier, that the Bonneville Pool up there is very fishable, very easy to do on a kayak. The only thing you have to watch out for is the winds, because, of course, the wind blowing through the Columbia River Gorge can get quite insane, especially this time of year. Pay attention to the weather forecast. There's going to be an opening. Like I said, I know there's a couple of great spots, very simple paddles, very, very kayak-friendly fishing zones in that Bonneville Pool. Pretty simple stuff going on there. Crabbing. That's what Dennis Spike and I have been talking about the most here, especially recently since the crab season opened up. Kind of hit and miss right now. I know, you know, if you've listened into prior shows, you know I'm a fishmonger. I deal with seafood day in, day out at a commercial level. And I know commercial crabbing hasn't been so great. The crabs aren't very full. They're not very large. It's pretty tough. Oregon and Washington states delayed the season 2 weeks. And from what I've been seeing coming into the stores, they probably should have delayed it a little bit longer. I'm getting some great crab out of Northern California from Bodega Bay, where Dennis Spike's at. Some great commercial crabbing going on right now. And I know the recreational guys are just killing them there in the bay as well. Awesome kayak fishing areas, kayak crabbing areas. Doing really well in the north coast of California. The crab up in Oregon and Washington, I'm not sure what's going on. Could be that El Nino, La Nina thing. Not real sure. If you want to do some crabbing, stay in the bays. Because I know personally, the crab in the bays, the Tillamook Bay, the mouth of the Columbia River there, another great spot. Yakina Bay. The crabs in the shallow water areas have been awesome. They've been great. You know, you can crab, you know, in as little as 15 feet of water. Don't really have to go more than 50 feet of water in any of those areas. The crabbing's been doing very well. But once you get out into the big blue, out into the deeper waters of the Pacific Ocean, out where the commercial guys are, it's not been so great. So something weird going on there. I haven't figured it out yet, but it's definitely been causing some issues. So kayak crabbers, stay in shallow water. You'll be fine. This time of year, the ling cod move into shallow waters and they begin their spawn. I was out fishing a couple of weeks ago, and I know this holds true right now, if not even more so. Ling cod activity is high. There's a lot of small males, probably undersized. Females, they're coming in and leaving. And they're going to be generally, the females are going to be the largest fish in the system right now. If you get out there, if you get a chance to fish, and the surf is doing some wicked stuff recently, a lot of ups and downs. You get a moment to get out there and catch a big, huge female, please take a picture, drop it back. We need those fish later on. But, you know, like I said, with the number of males down there, if you get an opening, you can get out and go fishing, they're everywhere. And they're hitting and biting on anything you throw down there. It's a lot of fun when you can get dozens of ling cod to the boat and released. It's crazy action. But because those ling cods are in, other fish, all the rockfish and the greenling and even the surf perch, a little bit scarce. They're afraid of those big bad ling cods because they know the ling cod look at them as food. So they're scarce and very hard to come by. Cabazon, on the other hand, they're in. They're huge. They're biting as well. Again, you got to check with magicseaweed.com. That's my favorite place to look for when it comes down to surf reports, what the water's doing, what the wind's doing. For whatever reason, always seems a lot more accurate than the NOAA website. The government always seems to be kind of extreme on things. MagicSeaweed.com, they'll generally always be pretty truthful for you. I'm going to keep it a short show for you guys tonight. I know it's Christmas time. We got a lot going on with family and friends in the area. I'm going to call it good right there. So on behalf of Dennis Bike, wherever he might be, this is Isaac the Nothing Miller. Thanks for listening in to Kayak Fishing Radio recently. We definitely appreciate it, and we're looking forward to next year. Well, hoping and praying I can get a hold of Dennis. We can get a great show for you next week, just in time to rock it out for the new year. Until then, take care, tight lines, and I'll see you on the water.